Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today. Let's talk about the ministry of reconciliation. One of my favorite sermons to preach is anything having to do with 2 Corinthians 5, And the latter part of the chapter, particularly the 17th through the end of the chapter. I think Paul felt, based upon what I can see in his writings, that the full purpose of ministry was to teach the world that God had reconciled them back to himself through what he had done at the cross, and that no sin could ever separate man from God, no curse could be sent from God, because everything had been accomplished in the body of Christ at Calvary. The accomplishment of reconciliation was viewed as the single most important thing God had done regarding man since the fall in the Garden of Eden. Paul said to the church at Rome, listen to this, Romans 5:10, if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He talks about reconciliation as a done deal, so to speak, with salvation coming to us through the resurrection of Christ. Well, each Christian has had committed to them the word of reconciliation. That's 2 Corinthians 5:19. The word is the composite message of Jesus Christ's finished work. One component of that being supremely important, Paul says it in the middle of verse 19, to wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Notice the breakdown of the verse. Here we go. God was in Christ, meaning Jesus and the Father are one. They've never separated. They never will separate. They've been that way since the beginning. Christ's death brought the world back to God because he had felt separated from God because of sin. God no longer counts man's sins against him. And you and I are to preach this good news. That's the breakdown of the 19th verse. Well, when you see it broken down in that manner, it becomes obvious that the message of reconciliation is really to let man know that his sins do not count against him because Jesus has paid for every breach of the law that man could ever commit. Now, some would argue that the death of Jesus only covers your past sins, but that really doesn't make sense since all of your sins were in the future when Jesus paid for them. I mean, what you did, what you're doing, and what you might do have all been placed within the body of Christ, and man is reconciled to God in that purity. So think about that for a moment. If sin separated man from God, and God was reconciled to man at the cross only for the things that had already happened, wouldn't God be forced to abandon us the very moment we sinned? Since the ministry of reconciliation is really an ongoing ministry, we should be proclaiming to people that their sins are not the issue. It's the rejection of the sacrifice for their sins that is the issue. Remember, Jesus says that men are under condemnation, John 3:19, because light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So my challenge as a minister is to be a minister of reconciliation, but I don't think it is limited to someone who considers themselves called to ministry. I think it's your ministry as well. To minister reconciliation to somebody, try it today. Minister it into someone's life. Watch what the light will do when you gloriously shine it, not as a spotlight onto people's failures, but as a light in the middle of their darkness. And let me tell you, you may not think you can do it, but you can do it because someone did it for you, and thank God someone did it for us. Let's go out and tell the world about a reconciliation that's been paid on their behalf. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.